Yeah, so we had a problem in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam paskins two ways. The Gemara doesn't know, or the Gemara is machlokis, whether it's a halach of tashlum l'rishon or tashlum zelazeh. So if it's tashlum zelazeh, so I understand why it's not kavul azman. But if it's really tashlum l'rishon, so that should be the rishon is kavul azman. So if the rishon is kavul azman and everything is tashlum for the rishon, and if he's what do you call it? Echiga Barishan and Pasha Bashani, so he's going to be Pater. So you see that it really is Kavol Osman, and Osman is the first day. Okay. So we didn't answer that question.
We didn't answer what should be double shots.
What?
Yes. What's the question?
The question is Kavol Osman should be double shots. According to the Rama.
But they had your question. Why
did
they use...
But Mendy wanted to answer, I remember. But I think we had a little problem with that, right? It wasn't so clear. I mean...
We left it as a question.
Left it as a question. So I was thinking about it. You see, the Rashi in the Chumash says that Zocha v'shamar b'dibur echad. Because Zohar is really what? Is B'dibur Echad Nemar. So Shamar is the Issa.
So, right, it says one size.
And it says with B'dibur Echad, so it's not Sosa. We're not considered the Malacha. But I think the Pshat is that that's only when the Yom HaVah, is a tarti de sasri to Shabbos.
What's it,
Shabbos? Yeah, what does Rashi mean? Rashi says that you have v'yom ha-shabbos shnei chvasim and l'sasakom alach. So therefore, so when it says l'sasakom alach and it says you should be makriv on Shabbos, so it's really considered what? It's considered that it's not malacha, it's hutra. So wherever it's kavul osman, so we say it's hutra.
What does that mean?
Hutra means that there's no, it's not malacha.
Does that mean matir?
No, hutra means it's completely heter. Dechulia means there are two opposing forces. Okay. So therefore, so what I was thinking of is like this, that even if you say it's Tashlumei Derishon, but when do I say Zochav Hashama B'dibur Echad? When there's a Tati Desasri between the Yom HaVo'ah and the Shabbos. So that's why, since they're both Soser, so we say it was Hutra. Right? But over here, even though it's Tashlumei Derishon, but the Yom HaVah can be a Bechol. Because even if it's Tashlumei Derishon, but it's still the Yom HaVah, it's still going to be, it'll be a Kim in the Rishon, but the Yom HaVah will still be not Shabbos. So there's no Tarti Desasri between the Yom HaVah and Shabbos. Do you know what I mean? Then you don't say Hutra. The only time you say Hutra is where there's a Tati Desasri between the Yom HaVah and Shabbos. But even if I say Tashlumei Derishon, the Yom HaVah still is going to be the next day or the next week. So since the Yom HaVah is not Muchach to come out on Shabbos, so there's no Tati Desasri. If there's no time, it's only Zohar or Shomar when they both hit the same day. Namely Shabbos. But even if I say it's Tashlumei Derishon, it's not going to be considered Kavol Osman Benageh to Shabbos. Because the Yom HaVod, let's say it's Tashlumei Derishon, I bring it on Wednesday. Okay? So what am I bringing? When is the Yom Havah take place? There is a Yom Havah that's not on Shabbos. So it's not really a Tati D'Sasser. See, we were looking at it from the standpoint of Kavol Hazman. So there it's more Mustava to say that if it's Tashlum in the Rishon, says Kavol Hazman, because it's old Rishon. But the whole premise that Zohar V'Shamar is based on the fact that they both coincide on Shabbos. The Yom HaVor coincides with the Yom HaShabbos.
Doesn't it?
Because when it's, even does Tashlum in the Rishon, but when it comes out after all is said and done, when was it Muvah? When was the Yom HaVor? Wednesday.
It's only Tashlumen.
But Tashlumen means it has a din of Yom HaVor back to the first day. So there's no Tati D'Sasri. If there's no Tati D'Sasri, there's no din of Zochar V'Shamar B'Dibarecha. In other words, Zochar V'Shamar B'Dibarecha is only when you have a absolute tie to the sasri between the Yom HaShabbos L'Sasecha Melacha and the Yom HaVor. So it had to be prearranged that one doesn't conflict with the other, so therefore it's not considered Melacha. But even if I say Tashlum the Rishon, still, after all is said and done, when was the Yom HaVor? It was Tashlum the Rishon, but the Yom HaVor still came on a Wednesday.
But that's only after all is said and done. On the first day, there's no concept of Tashlumen.
Yeah, right. Well,
no, you can't look at... On the first day, you have a chiyuv to bring it.
Yeah.
But if you didn't bring it on the first day, so then you have the Yom HaVor, which is a kiyum in the Rishon, on the succeeding days. So the din of HaVor is not a Tati D'Sasri to the Yom HaShabbos. That's what I'm saying. Right? Mendy? I'm just sharpening it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's fine.
Even though it's after the fact?
Doesn't matter.
But it's not after the fact, because the time of Shabbos, it's still a carbon shop tashlum. You still can have a boy afterwards.
That's right.
So it's not an inherent conflict.
That's exactly right.
So therefore, it's not subject to Hutra.
It seems to me that this Tesis is simply based on the Tesis before. That Rashi learns there's no Manda Oma that holds that it's not Midaraisa. So since everybody holds it's Midaraisa, so why isn't it Docha Shabbos? Because it's not Bomach Masatzma. But according to the Shalmi that learns there's a Manda Oma that holds that it's not Midaraisa altogether, so he could say that the Manda Oma holds not Docha Shabbos because it's not the Raisa altogether. But the Manda Oma that holds that it is the Raisa holds it's a Bomach Masatzma and it will be Docha Shabbos. So that'll make the whole difference in Ben Tamo. Okay? Yeah. You need the Limud, but the Limud, once the Limud teaches not Docha Shabbos, you have to explain why that's so. According to Gemara before, yeah, according to Ben Tamo. Why is it not Docha Shabbos? So the answer he has is because... So the answer he has is because it's not B'mach Masatzma, it's only for the Sova. So that's what I think Taisus is all about. Taisus is about the sheet that he mentions before. I'll let Aaron mull it over. So does the question work? It's because apparently Taisus is learning that the Bavli is learning like the Yishalmi. once he discovered that Yerushalmi, he says there is a Bavli like that because there's a mandam in the Bavli that holds not the Raisa. And he quotes from Chayyid. So he's learning that the Bavli also learns that way. Could also learn that way.
That's the Rabbanon?
That is the Rabbanon. So that now the mission that says not the Chashabas is going to that mandam.
And also, was there a
Bavli? In other words, you don't have to say, if you say like Rashi, that everybody holds the Raisa, so you're going to be hard fixed, too hard pressed to explain how come it's not Docha Shabbos. So you're going to have to say it only came for the Sova.
Right.
But if you can say that what? That the Bavli holds, it recognizes the Mandoma that what? That's Jabonin. So that's the Mandoma holds not Docha Shabbos. But the ones that hold is the rice, so hold it is Docha Shabbos, because it's Bar Machmas Asma.
Right, so Ben Tamer holds
it's
Docha Shabbos, and it's the
rice. So then Ben Tamer holds Docha Shabbos, that's what Tesh says before. V'hashtel Ben Tamer, all the time it will come on, this looks like you get the boss of the rice, and Docha Shabbos.
Right, that's the fear of the other Tosis comes back, huh?
that Tosfos was learning before he developed the idea of the Yerushalmi, yeah, you're right. Alright.
Ben Tamer says it's not Docha Shabbos.
Ben Tamer, well, that's according to Rashi. Because he didn't recognize anybody that held that it's not the Raisa. So he had to learn, Rashi had to learn that pshat, that it only came for Sphere. But right. Then Taisvis discovers this other mandam and he wants to say that Bavli's taking it seriously, like the Yerushalmi.
Right.
So he's revising. So now it comes out that you could say very simply, the mandam in the Mishnah says it's not Docha Shabbos holds, it's not the Raisa. And the mandam that it holds that it's the Raisa holds it's a Bar Machmas Atzma and it will be Docha Shabbos.
Right.
So that's what Thesis is asking according to the way he learned before. It's a continuation of the previous Thesis.
Right.
That's the only way I can figure it out.
The first part tells us is explaining what Rashi's going to say.
That's right.
But he's Rashi going to have to say, according to Ben Tamer, it's not, Ben Tamer holds not Docha Shabbos.
That's because Rashi's learning that we don't recognize any mandama that holds it's not the Raisa.
Right.
Even though it's Gemara Chagigah, but it's a Shita Tchuya.
Right. And Rashi holds, even though it's the Raisa, it could be Docha Shabbos, it cannot be Docha Shabbos.
That's right, because it could or it couldn't, but since it's exerts a custom that it's not Docha Shabbos, so you must say, that why isn't it Docha Shabbos? Because it's not Bar Machmas Asmo.
This whole first part, though, is trying to explain how Rashi is going to learn.
Yeah, how Rashi's learning. Isn't that all Rashi?
Okay,
Rashi Pirish.
Okay, so my question. Okay. But you mean Tosis himself is not going to learn. Tosis himself is going to learn that Ben Tamer is holding it is Docha Shabbos.
That's right.
If it's Gemara Shtam Achigis, that's what I'm saying.
That's right. That was the only way I could figure it out.
Okay, but then you have that problem of what kind of...
Now you have Taisa's problem.
Well, you have the problem of what's that svar now, between the Chagiyas Yidal and Chagiyas Tazwal.
Which svar?
The svar he's attributing to Rashi, the Ben Tamer svar, the just the Chagiyas Tazwal.
In other words, what we're learning is, Taisa's saying that from the Gemara and Yuma, what are you saying, that if it's Yochid... it's Docha. What about Chagigas Yidal? Of all those man, it's Bar Machmas Atzma, and it's not Docha, and that can't be. But Kach Neri Lui. What?
That's the Tosafot. Must be
the Docha
Shabbos.
Rabbi. So Tosafot is saying, but Chagigas Tezvav, it's all fitting like Chagigas Tezvav, and we hold that that's definitely not Docha Shabbos. Aye, how come Chagigas Yidal is Docha Shabbos and not Tezvav? So the answer is because it's not really called Zman Kavur. Because since it's Yesh Lo Tashlumen Kol Shiva, so the Yom HaVor doesn't necessarily have to coincide with the Yom HaShabbos, so it's not called the Kavur Zman. Kol Kach. Because even though it's Tashlumen, and Tashlumen, if you say Tashlumen Rishon, it's still Kavur Zman Rishon. But it's still not Kavor's mind called Kach. Because right. You still have a Havor that's Ein Abba B'Shamas.
Right.
Okay.
Come on, come
that's what you're going to say.
In other words, he's saying as far that it's Amalahen Avzukvulazman, it's not Avar Regovalocha Dinachai Bach Yusuf. So, therefore, what? So, it's he holds that, that Zman Kavor means that you say Avar Zman of Batel Kavono. Wherever you say Avar Zman of Batel Kavono, that's considered Kavor Zman.
And then it'll be Docha Shabbos.
And then it'll be Docha Shabbos.
Okay, so.
In other words, in that case, it's the same. That we have a limud. The whole issue is an issue of Chedigas Chamish also. So, Dursoy learns that it's considered Zman HaKavur. Because there is a kind, there, as long as you could say Avar Zmano Batel Karbono, so that's considered Zman HaKavur. But we don't, but we have a limud that tells you no, that that's not considered Zman HaKavur. And it's not considered Docha, it's not Docha Shabbos. So that's the Chachamim against Ben Dutoy. So Tesis Kasha is, why was he Merachek and he loses it all completely? Let him not be Merachek and he can't bring it because of the Chachamim. Apparently there's some reason he can't do it. And so that he can't do it over there, but at least he'd have Tashlumin.
Right, just because you're going to Tashlum, it's not a reason to move.
Right.
To move.
Apparently, held that in their land, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Okay.
Okay. Amari Dilma Yudim and Dersai Sfirle Midi Ishkes Agias Hamish Asal Pesach Shma Miyayin La Tashlum.
Boy, that's a.
He also the Hagish Pinch Agias Tetvav in Pesach.
Right. So he held that Chagigas Tesvav is only one day. There's no Tashlum.
So you don't have to say what we're saying.
Right.
You hold the whole thing is Avar Zman Batel Karbono, but the Rambam is teaching you that it's a one-day karbon.
Right.
He doesn't have Tashlum of Dam Chagigas.
That's very strange.
It's a one-day.
That's insane. The Tesis is very strange. I mean, he's really like just being forced into that, because whoever heard that there's no Tashlum. And he's projecting that he's imputing that to
isn't it
Ben Dursoy.
Maybe because the question is what's Ben Dursoy's limit for, right?
Yeah, I understand. So he's saying Ben Dursoy's limit is telling us only one day.
And therefore, now since there's no Tashlumen, now it's Docha Shabbos.
Right.
You don't have to say he's going to the
right. You don't have to say that like you said. That's right. There's no tashlumin, so it's definitely the
right.
That's the limit.
Which makes sense. We shouldn't discover chiyas yidal love the raisa. That's much simpler shot is to learn like Rashi here.
Right. What's the upshot of the whole thing in the Gemara? So he was completely off, according to the Chacham. But he held that Chagigas Tesvav is only one day.
And the Chagigas Yidal is Derabanan.
Is no
Chagigas
Yidal.
No Chagigas Yidal, that's Derabanan. Yes, Tesvav is Dorais, it's one day, and it's Dorba Shabbos.
You can see why they told him to sit out there.
Yeah. Are you saying Rashi is much smoother? Rashi's been their tie is much.
Yeah, Rashi doesn't have to go into all these conniptions.
That's Tosa's problem. It's like Rashi's been their tie is kind of normal.
Right.
He's like so normal. Why is everybody so upset at him? Right. He's dog for shots, okay?
Right, but Tosa has a good reason why they're upset.
Yeah. That's a ridiculous sheep, though. It's a very crazy, it's a crazy hekish, no?
Right.
What kind of idea is that?
What, that there's a Vachta Pesach, that's only one day. That's what Tesis is saying. Tesis is saying, in other words, you're going to have to say, why, if it's Has Tashlumen, so why don't you at least stay there and be Mekayim Tashlumen? So therefore, Tesis has to revise the whole thing. That the reason why, that the Lima teaches you that it's Docha Shabbos. But how could it be Docha Shabbos if it's not Kavul Ozman? So the Lima is teaching you that it's only one day. So since it's one day, so that's why it's Zman HaKavur and it's Docha Shabbos.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I why does he have to say that it's going on Chagigas Chamisha Asar? Maybe he's going on Chagigas Yudalad. What? So he has to say Yos Chagigas Yudalad Jarban. Like the other shoots. In other words, we're trying to justify Ben Tamar.
That's basically it's a justification.
You wouldn't say that on every yontif there's no tashlum.
No,
you
can't say that.
You can't say that.
No, it's open, man. It's
right. But what he's saying is like, yeah, that's a good spot. In other words, what you guys are saying is that he holds that you have to have chagiga, which includes the Shem Chag HaPesach. So therefore, the Chagigas Chamisha Asar can only be brought on the Yom of the Lila, which had Pesach.
In the Tzir of the Pesach.
That's right. It's Leil Chamisha Asiyat Pesach. So therefore, you can still bring the Chagiga, which will include the Shem Chag HaPesach on Tesvav.
Right.
But not beyond.
As the Torah calls it the Pesach.
That's right.
Chagigas Tesvav is called Pesach.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. But he has to hold that what? That Chagigas Yudalad is Drabban. Because otherwise, what it says going on Chagigas Yudalad. And if it's going on Chagigas Yudalad, sometimes it says all Skashas come back. What's so strange about it?
And that's how Rashi learned
to come out. No, Rashi learned completely like he learned before. Rashi
learned.
Like, yeah, right. I didn't have the Kashas, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to know what
you've heard. Ooh, what a thesis. Because you know, that last story you mentioned is very good.
Well, it's based upon the Chizkuni,
yes.